And hello, 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 and welcome to podcast number 16. Another quick one right after 15, but with the great success that 15 came with, we have decided to throw an extra one in here this Friday for you guys. It's going to be a very quick podcast, kind of like a mini podcast, so to speak. We're going to keep this one short and sweet, just like my lovemaking member, but that's for another topic altogether. Let me introduce my two guests today. Now you're thinking to yourself, two guests? Jizzle, who the fuck else could possibly be on this podcast with you? Well, you just wait your sweet little lips, and I'll introduce them in a moment. But first, as always, my partner, John Ellis. John, how's it going, mate?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm great.
Sorry to speak, mate. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
How's it been? Mate, it's been fucking 48 hours.
I couldn't stand being without the sweet sound of your voice. So
there was a sense of there's more to come from the one the other day, I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
It sort of stopped a bit quick, didn't it? We didn't really get a word in edgeways, to be fair.
Yeah, it was more like the Punters podcast featuring Ellis and Jizzle.
Yeah, we tagged along, really, and we got taken over. It only tends to happen, though, with these guests, mate. They just come in, stamp their authority all over it, and we get left fucking piece of trash on the floor.
We've got to put our foot down from now on.
Not today, mate. Ain't happening.
Not today, because with us again this week, ladies and gents, is our good friend to the podcast, Mr. Bunners. How's it going, buddy?
Yay!
Do you know what?
Back for a second time. Woohoo!
Listen, that don't happen very often. It hasn't even happened to the big man. So,
loved, man. Kyle.
This is history. This is history right here. Remember this date. June 28th, 2013 is the first time we have ever had a guest on the podcast for a repeat offender back.
We've come back for seconds. You left us wanting more. We've come back to finish you off.
That's it.
All right. So let's jump in to our transfer review. And first up would be very quickly the Free Agent Fridays that we missed. So let's go ahead and check those out. So the first one we're going to talk about he is a defender. He is Christian. Oh, we went over that, did we?
Yeah. It's free. There was free. We got Rubinho.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. So we had three gold Free Agent Fridays. We had Rubinho, who is a 79 overall. He went for a very low fee. I'm imagining here, $36.5 million to Shammy Stew. Now, he's a little bit up there in age, but on the game, he is still a beast to be reckoned with. Ellis, I'll ask you first. 79 overall, $36.5 million. Is that value for money?
I thought he'd go for a lot more than that, if I'm honest. He's a fucking animal on the game. He's quick. He plays on both wings. He's going to be dangerous. I'm so glad he's gone into the Xbox League rather than the PS3. But 36.5, that's a fucking bargain.
Yeah, and he can actually even play up front as well, probably off the main striker, if need be. Bunners, what's your take on this? He's going over to the Xbox side. What are your thoughts about Rubinho?
Wow. 36 and a half million may be cheap for you lot, but for me, that's a ridiculous amount of money. I can only dream of seeing that sort of wedge. It's never going to happen, but yeah, it's a quality player, brilliant player. Can play up front, play on the wing. In these free agents, you want to get players, in my opinion, or go for players where you can use them in two positions. If you're going to go for a striker, that's fine. But if you can get a player that you can use either in midfield or up front, in theory, you're getting two players for the price of one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was a good player to get, really. I mean, Shammy, he hasn't been back for long, and he's been straight in there, got one straight away, which is... Yeah, 36.5. Considering how much money is flowing about, I would have thought he would have gone for more, but I was quite surprised he didn't go for as much, really.
Yeah, I agree. 36.5 in this market is a steal, in my opinion. All right, moving on to the next gold Free Agent Friday player. This is a youngin, up-and-coming player who has just confirmed his move to Chelsea.
Fucking amazing!
Shirley, I guess is how you pronounce it. He is an 80 overall. He went for the big bucks, as was expected. He went for $77.7 million to Slagtastic member King Jenko. And $77 million for this kind of player, I think, is spot on. Maybe a little pricey, but in this market, I think it's spot on. Ellis, what are your thoughts about that?
Firstly, I ain't surprised where he's gone. Secondly, I suppose, yeah, the price is about right. He's up and coming. He's going to be, his rate is going to boost up when he turns into them hollow lot over there, down the King's Road, yeah. The Chelsea boys. So, yeah, it's a good signing, but he ain't going to stay there, is he? Let's be honest.
No, he's, I give him 2 weeks.
King Jacko keep him for another couple of days.
He's already trying to sell him. I can't believe it.
No, I fucking can. I can believe it. It's Jenko all over, mate. So he loves
the
slag.
Did he the same last season?
Yeah, every time he got a player, he'd put him back up the next day. He'd done this all the time. He's a good player. Jenko uses him well. He's scored quite a few goals for him already since he's been playing with him. But things with Jenko looks for pace. And he had a go at me last season for being an FUT whore. Fucking hell, man. You couldn't be pot kettle black or what? For that, because this man just loves a bit of pace. So all he goes for is a bit of pace on the wings or up front, and he's got that with Shell, but like I say, he's selling him already. So next.
Yeah What about you, Bunners? What do you think about that 77.7 for
well,
he can play on the wing, I guess, and up front.
If I'd had the money, this would have been the person I would have gone for straight away. He is outstandingly good. He can play anywhere, though. That's the thing. You'd think he hasn't got a set position. You can play him left midfield, or you can play him either side of a striker, or you can play him up front. If you look at his, I'm just looking at his stats on SoFIFA, and he's just got every area covered that you need to play anywhere in midfield or up front.
Yeah.
I mean, his movement's brilliant. He can dribble, he can shoot, he can cross, he can pass. He's got everything that you would want. And he is a total player, really. And I mean, I don't think he'll go up much more, though. I mean, he's at 80 at the moment. I can't envisage him going up to anything above 81 now he's at Chelsea. I wouldn't have thought. I'd be surprised if he went up to 82, 83. But yeah, brilliant player. 70 million. Is that a lot of money? Maybe, maybe not. But
I don't reckon he'll get that back.
I don't reckon he will. I don't think he will.
He might get two players out of him, though.
Yeah. But then the thing that made me laugh was he put him up, and it is like it's a statement when you get a player like this. He was never intending on selling him at all. He gives it all the, oh, well, yeah. Everyone show me what you're going to offer me then. So everyone offers him like this player, that player, this player. Bearing in mind, he's probably had all these players he's been offered previously. And then all of a sudden he's like, no, I don't want him. No, I don't want him. No, I don't want him. So basically he's just standing there basically saying, look how big my dick is. That is what he's saying.
Not very, mate.
Well, so, yeah, maybe he makes up for it on this by buying these players, look.
Yeah, I mean, if you were on the PS3 side last season, you know this is just Jenko. This is what he does. This is his forte. This is his forte, pretty much. This is his bread and butter. He's going to buy. He's going to sell. He's going to hold on to players. He's going to let them go. I mean, this is just his bag of cup of tea, I guess, as you want to say. But my question is, who is Jinko's counterpart on the Xbox side?
Oh, C. Kenny, without a shadow. C. Kenny, without a doubt. He buys players and sells them. Trouble is, he's a bit nuts, though, because he'll buy a player off someone and he'll spend a little bit more on them. And then all of a sudden, if he wants to sell him, and he wants to sell him for exactly what he paid for him. That doesn't work, I don't think. All these people that want to sell their players again after they've paid so much for them, you shouldn't be expecting to get your money back.
Free Agent Friday is completely different because you ain't got a clue what anyone else is bidding, so it bumps it up a good 20 million already because you want to guarantee you're getting him. So you just fucking go silly.
Yeah. Well, that was my other argument when I was chatting in a party a while back. If you're going to go for one of these players, if you want them that much, you go all or nothing. It's no point thinking, oh, I know, I'll bid 65.1 million for him. That's why Mo come unstuck. He could have had this show. He's got the most money. Yeah, well, I think he even had the most money out of everyone during this. But he bottle jobbed it and thought, oh, I know, I'll put 65 point so-and-so in. And then he's gone and bid over the top for him. He should have just gone all in at it. That's what I would have done, but maybe he had a better idea. But he's lost out in the long run of a player this good, and he's only going to improve. So, yeah. Oh, well.
I agree. Our last Free Agent Friday was another gold member. He was a keeper. He is a keeper who has been up and down the last season for Arsenal. Szczesny, 80 overall. He went for $31.2 million to Dube. $31 million for a keeper is a lot of money. But looking at it in perspective, there are not that many 80 overall keepers in the league. And that's your last defense. So $31.2 million for Szczesny. Ellis, what are your thoughts about that?
For me, a good goalkeeper is a luxury. It's the last sort of place that you go to boost up. It's the sort of player that you'll get in if towards the like last season when we were coming towards the end of the before the reset, goalkeepers were going for a little bit more because that's where people needed to improve.
Yeah.
The rest of their players were sort of they had what they wanted. So for me, goalkeepers, I think a lot of people are happy with a 76 to a 78 goalkeeper because it does the job. And if you've got a good back four, he's never going to be used anyway.
Yeah.
So spending that sort of my personal preference, I wouldn't spend that sort of money on a goalkeeper. But everybody else has got their different ways of playing the game. People play from the back, people play from the wings, and people rely on their goalkeepers. At the minute, I could do with four goalkeepers really to help me out, if I'm honest. But yeah, it's horses for courses, mate. If you want to spend that sort of money on a goalkeeper, I'll be looking at David De Gea for that sort of money, not Szczesny.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, tit for tat, pretty much. De Gea, Szczesny, tomato, tomato, you know.
Yeah, all right.
All right, so that wraps up our Free Agent Friday review. Are there any other transfers, Ellis, that stuck out to you a bit?
We haven't done this for a while, so there's plenty out there that's going to happen. So, to be honest, in a minute, I think it's crashing again. I think it's coming back down.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stupid prices have gone. People putting players up for the 40 millions. That's only going to happen on a free agent or a big a shell going again.
Yeah.
So you're looking now at the players that were put up for that beginning are coming right back down now.
Yeah, I mean, Adebayor went for 46.5 million.
Yeah, mate, what a fucking deal that was.
We have Christian Teo, who went for 60 million. Then you have 47 million for Pjanic, or whatever his name is, from Roma. And Benat just went for 60 million from Viper.
Yep.
Oh, that was a big...
He is quality, though.
He is
quality. Yeah.
He's worth it.
He's got a good deal there because he is outstandingly good.
Yeah.
Another one that I was looking at that's just gone through as well is that Bernard. He's going to shoot up in ratings. He was awesome when he came on the other night for Brazil.
Yeah.
And he's quick and he's got everything you need for an attacking midfielder to get up and down.
Yeah.
So
good one.
That the only thing is Scott and Viper are just, you know, playing tennis with their players. You can have one of mine, I'll have the other one back, and that's what they always do that because they've got the same sort of squads.
Yeah.
I watched Bernard from a distance and I wanted to have a little bit of him, but I've not got the capital to get involved. So that was one of the deals that I was watching. I know that Zagoev's just gone, and I'm not sure how much he went for in the end, but he's just got a nice little deal for him. But it's Manic Friday, isn't it? Where people are trying to sell their players today to get some money for tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be completely different. It'll crash again. So.
I just noticed earlier, Ellis, that you bought someone for 16 million. I can't remember who it was, though.
I've just
off of Rising.
Yeah, Santana. Cheeky That's fucker.
It. That's it. He's good.
Don't get me started on that.
Why?
Well, you may or may not have seen it back in about a month ago. Santana was up for a bite now, 7 million.
Oh, no.
I can't remember who it was. It was somebody that put him up for 7 million. I met that price. I was just about to go through, and something went wrong. The posting was wrong for the agreed thread. So he went back up, and I said, okay, we'll post it back up, and I'll agree it again. And he fucking sold him to Rising for 7.5 million.
Yeah,
man. Absolutely. I was not happy because a couple of things were happening at that time. So yeah, I've just pretty much paid double money for the player I bought for half that price a month ago. But I like him. He suits my style. I've got him on one wing and Johnson on the other now.
Nice. All right, so let's step away from the transfer for a second, and let's look at the tables really quickly. I will start off at the Xbox Premiership, and I will talk about the top three and the bottom three. So right now in the Premiership, we have Rising Star sitting at the top with 16 points. Underneath him is Bumblebee on 14 points, and rounding out the top three is Zephonic on 12 points. Now the bottom three sees Shelborn on 4 points. He's lost three in a row, and that leaves him on 4 points for the season, sitting in 10th place. Below him is Tenoble, and he is on 3 points, but only having 4 games played. And at the bottom of the table is Shammy Stew, sitting on 3 points without a win this season. Ellis, take us over to the PS3 Premiership, if you could please, sir.
Okay. At the top, we're looking at the moment, Scott is sitting at the top with a game in hand. It's the same points as Joel, who's both on 15 points. Scott's playing quite well this season. He's only lost one in his last six, I think it is now. Just below them on 13 points, so 2 points behind his master alongside Jenko. So it's quite tight at the top, moving down to the bottom. So the table's a little bit upside down at the minute. I'm sitting at the bottom on 4 points. Again, with joining Shammy without a win, so I know you feel, mate. Just above me on the same points as Morgan, and then just making up the relegation places as our good friend Black Salmon.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to switch over to Xbox Division 1 West. Sitting at the top of Division 1 West is Dizzy Donkey Kong. He is sitting on 17 points, and he hasn't lost a game in his last 5 matches. Behind him in second place is Malaga and El Capite, who is on 15 points. And rounding out to the top three is a personal favorite of mine, Mo to the Foe. He is sitting on 14 points. Rounding out the bottom three, in 10th place is Chair Floor on 7 points. After winning his first two, he is winless in his last 3 matches. In 11th place is Frankie Boy. He has had a start and stop start to the season. He's on 6 points. And propping up the bottom is Super Celtic with only one win in his first 8 games played, and he is sitting on 5 points. So, Bunners, quickly, Division 1 West, is that pretty much how you had it playing out this season, or is it a bit of a shock?
Super Celtic, that ain't much bang bang, is it? Sat at the bottom on 5 points, dear oh dear. Looks like he's going to have to do a bit more if he wants to get out of that. He's in, well, 4 losses in his last 5 games. He needs to concentrate on getting some players in, really. Because by the look of this, he's going to struggle like mad. That is a tough, tough, tough division now.
Sell him McGeady in a minute, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what he's after, isn't it?
Yeah, but will he sell him? Will he get the money he wants for him? He probably wants 300 million for him or something ridiculous. So
No,
I'm going to sell him. Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Yeah, oh, no, I will. No, you won't, though, will you?
Yeah. He's just met his asking price, I think. I think Viper's gone for him, 46
yeah,
million.
But that means it doesn't make no odds. He won't sell him. He still won't sell him. Oh, do you know why? Because he's going to be in the Premiership next season. Oh, he's instantly going to go up to an 85. Chair Floor's a surprise being down there, really. I mean, he spat his dummy after he lost 11-0 to Mofo, which was a bit of a shock, to be honest. I think after he probably went 2 or 3-0 down, he just absolutely jacked it and just didn't bother carrying on. Mid-table, you've got Housen, Jambo, Zed and Devil's Haircut. I mean, that's pretty average. I mean, out of the four of them, I've beaten 3 of them, so it's not really any surprise there. Mo to the Foe sat in third. He is decent, so I can't really see him. He'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. Coppite's the one to watch, though, in my opinion. He hadn't lost a game yet, and I can't see him losing a game either. Yeah, he's drawn more than Dizzy, but...
Cameron's up top, isn't he?
He's Coppite's class, though. He shouldn't... It's a shock that he got relegated. He'll walk this division, I reckon. He should win it. He should win it. But if Dizzy can hold on to getting the wins, grinding him out like he has done, then... maybe he'll be up there as well, but I can't see Coppite dropping out the top three all season in that league. No chance.
Well, he's battered a couple of players, isn't he? He beat Craig 8-1.
Yeah.
The result against Chair, well, fucking ridiculous. A couple of them results are a bit stupid. But, yeah, like I say, you've got Cameron Jerome up front. It'll be stupid if he ever sells him.
I had him last season, didn't think he was anything special. Loads of people have had him, didn't think he was anything, and now Coppite's got him, and he showed everyone how good he is. Like, so, yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah. I played Dizzy yesterday in a couple of friendlies, and he beat me fair and square, so I can definitely see
him. Oh, yeah, what was the score in our friendly?
Our friendly. I think it must have slipped my mind.
It's been mine.
Yeah.
Did you get beat?
Don't remember.
No, it was 1-0. Yeah. 1-0. He had a game. He beat me. I beat him.
Yeah.
All right.
Ellis, moving on to PS3 Division 1.
Yeah, another tight league. I'm going to go from third way up to first. So you got Danny and Wobu stuck on 14 points each after 8 games, which is not too bad. It's going to be quite tight. FIFA Vids, a bit of a surprise for me, FIFA. Obviously, we didn't know much about him last season. He's come in. He's doing really well. But the thing is, I don't think these people quite know what they're going to let themselves in for if they get promoted. I might want to stay in this league, fellas, because it's a fucking nightmare up top. And then sitting at number one is Ace, lost 2 out of 8, so he's doing well. Only a point clear, though, so that's going to be another tight little finish. Down the bottom, bottom three consists of Nick in 10th place on 6 points. I don't think he's got his mind in it in a minute, but give him a couple of weeks and I reckon he'll be firing on all cylinders once again. Sitting in the 11th is Rab, but all these players are playing well, but they're just unlucky that they're coming against sides that are also just nicking the points. Yeah. And then Robbie is sitting up on the bottom of the strongest shoulders in the league on 4 points, but he's only a win away from getting out of the bottom three, so very close.
Yeah, it's a tough group, it's a tough division. Every game I've played has been pretty close, neck and neck, and it's hard to take points off people in this league, so.
What you want, mate. That's what you want.
Yeah. All right. Moving over to Xbox Division 1 East. Top three looks like this. Ninja Bean is sitting on 19 points in first place. In second place is Images, sitting on 15 points. In his last 5 games, he's only lost 1. He's the 1-4 in a row. He's looking pretty good right about now. And he should be making a slight run here in the next batch of fixtures. Rounding out the top three is Palermo and Dube, sitting 1 point behind Images on 14. And he has also been on a strong run. In his last 5, he has 1-3 and drawn 2. Bottom of the league looks like this. GUI's Newcastle are sitting on 5 points. He is winless in his last 5 matches. In 11th place is Dr. Eagle G. He is winless on the season, and he is only on 3 points with 3 draws. And rounding out the bottom three is Ajax and Grumbo, who has yet to win this season as well, and he is on 1 point. All right, so Ellis, slide us over to Division 2 on the PS3.
Yeah, completing the division for PS3. We're going to start from the bottom this time. Bottom three consists of Hammer, who's on 5 points. Terry's sitting just below him, but with 2 games in hand on 4. And our good friend Nant sitting on 4 points as well, with 8 games played. Again, another tight little group of people down there. A couple of wins and you're well out of it. Moving up to the top, third place is Kev on 16 points after 8 games. Sitting just behind the leader is Fungus, but with a game in hand over Dom, who sits top with 18 points. So there's 2 points between the top three there. And then GMAC just sitting outside those can get involved as well. So another close league, which it looks like people are getting points off everyone. There's nobody really. Fungus has won his last 5. But other than that, there's nobody really that's shown real consistent winning form. Obviously, Dom's up there doing well, so he's got to be playing well at the moment. I think he's found a settled team. But other than that, everybody else seems to be chopping and changing. So all the leagues are pretty spot on at the minute. They're all getting points off each other. So it bodes well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dom had a great start to the season. And he's continuing that steady pace. And if he can keep it up, he'll be in Division 1 next season. All right, rounding out our table reviews, we have Xbox Division 2, our guest division. And after I run through this, I'll let him speak a little bit about the league he's in. So top three looks like this. Now, mind you, these are how the tables look at this moment while we're doing the podcast. Nobody in this division has played all of their eight games yet. So take this as you will.
Playing in Wales, sort your life out, mate. That's ridiculous, this league.
All right,
It's embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing, this division. We all need to have a good look at ourselves, boys, because it's fucking terrible. How many games have been played? It is ridiculous. Every other division's played nearly all of their games, and look, you just got to have a look at this, and it just looks like no one gives a shit. It's terrible.
it's not good. Anyway, where are we?
All right, sitting first place is Jakey Fantastic, sitting on 16 points from 7 games played. He's looking all right. He looks pretty far out ahead of the pack as well. He's 5 points clear of second and third place, which is Fertep Topuroni, sitting on 11 points. And Linot is rounding out the top three, also on 11 points, but having a shaky start to the season. Rounding out the bottom three, we have Julio Bashmore,
Oh.
rookie, on 0 points. And the Vrij Meister, also on 0 points. But they have a combined 2 games played between the three of them.
Put your fucking fingers out, lads. This is ridiculous. Seriously, if you don't want to be here, fuck off. Serious, though. I'm like, put so much fucking effort in. You lot are sitting here trying to play your games, and all you keep getting is nothing. Nothing's happening. With Heat, I can understand, mate, right? Fine, you've got some problems. But the rest of you, fuck's sake, don't fucking sell your Xbox if you're in an Xbox League. Full stop, I finished, I've ran it over, mate. I'm done.
All right, so
That's top.
you're sitting sixth in this division. You're sitting in mid-table. What are your thoughts so far in the season?
Well, I played a game today against Payne Wales and I beat him 4-1, so that was good. That's put me up to 9 points. I've got a game tonight against Lynott as well, who's in the top three. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I beat him. So I'll be second, hopefully, by the end of tonight after 6 games. Just got Withy to play. Obviously, well, I can't really get hold of him at the moment, but once I've played him, I should be going up trying to catch Jakey up. But yeah, so, tough division. I mean, out of the top two, I drew to both of them. I drew 0-0 with Jakey and 3-3 with Peroni. So we'll see how I get on against lineup tonight. But yeah, it's a tough division. It's just a shame that hardly any games have been played. You know what I mean? Well, it's not very good, is it? When you look at all the other tables and see how many games everybody's played. I mean, it was proof in the pudding when I looked in the FSLs earlier on. There was 19 games left in Division 2. The Division 1 East, I think, has got 4 left. Well, do you know what I mean? It speaks volumes, really. But yeah. Just fingers crossed I can win my game tonight. Yeah, and then hopefully
It's
get
just
up in
riddled.
there amongst
It's
it.
riddled with problems. I mean, you've got four players in there. Fair play to Linot. He come to us and he said, "Look, I'm going away. Can I get my game sorted?" Fine, I can understand that. Get it done. But Julio, don't know. Raj, again, I don't know. Whether he's come to us a couple of times and said what's happening, but the rest, you've got no excuses. You can tug your nut out to getting the games played and yourself, Bunnard and a few others, but it just seems to be a little bit of a mishmash at the minute. And we just need a bit of commitment from people more than anything. I apologise for the rant a minute ago, but just winds you up when you see this. People put a lot of time and effort into it, and people just don't seem to want to play ball.
Just get your shit played, guys. All right, so that rounds out our table review. So before we end today's short little podcast, which is turning into a normal podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about the cup draw. Now, as you may or may not have seen my beautiful face yesterday on camera, I did the preliminary cup draw for the cups, which will start on Monday. And again, these are just the groups that you're going to be in. If you haven't seen the video, please go and check it out. You can look into the press releases, and it's pinned at the very top. So just check it out and watch it through. And PS3 is first, and then after that is the Xbox draw. So both leagues get their attention that they're needed, and it was a good draw. I had fun doing it, and so go ahead and check it out there. Again, it'll be a divisional style. There'll be two groups per division, except for Xbox Division One, which will have four groups in that Cup competition. So Ellis, do you have any front runners? I'll start with your division, the Prem. You are in Group A. How do you think that's going to pan out? Are you happy with
your... Fucking watch out, people. I'm coming for you. I'm telling you, cup competition is completely different. The pressure's off. My boys are going to shine. So watch out, Tomo, Hippo. You're getting it. But yeah, I've been quite lucky, really. I've missed Viper. I've missed Dave. I've missed Salmon. So you never know, mate. It's a bit of fun, isn't it? So it's going to be a good laugh. A bit of chance to get a little bit of relief from the pressures of such a difficult league. But for me, whoever wins Group B is going to probably win it. I reckon the winner will come out of that group.
Okay. All right. Are you going to go away from playing PS3 like and go a little bit slaggy for the cup? Or are you going to keep it dream-style football?
I don't know.
It's so slaggy. It's a cup, mate. Who cares? Fucking go cutbacks, Xbox style. Fucking super
fuck me, yeah.
Cutback.
Yeah, a couple of players in there when I play him. FM, he's in for one. I'm going to get hold of him. I'm going to cut back a couple against him. And Tomo, yeah, Tomo's getting on my tits in a minute. He's beating me all the time. So, yeah, cutback call. And then I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to go 1-0 up. He's going to hold the ball in the corner. Fuck it. Run it back.
That's what we like. That's what it's all about.
What about your group, Jizz?
My group is... It's not too bad. It's not too bad. I think... if I could have chosen a group to be in, I would have rather been in Group 2. But, I mean, if you look at my group, I mean... I have the league leaders in my group, and I have two of the top three. Actually, I might have all three of the top three in my group. So it's gonna be a tough one, but it's the cup. So and
anything can happen, mate. It's where dreams are made of.
Anything can happen, but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go Arsene Wenger style, baby. The youngins, they're coming out.
Pedophile style.
They're coming out. The youngins are coming out. You're going to see Benzia. You're going to see Jordan Ibe. You're going to see Gnabry. You're going to see all of them. They're all going to come out, and they're going to fucking run riot all over people. I promise you.
We'll see.
The youngins are coming out, boys.
Good luck, mate. Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah, no worries.
Where's his fuck fight? Where's Barnes' group? Let's have a look.
I'll piss it. Easy. JK, I've drawn with Nutatch, I've drawn with Fertiproni, I've drawn with, so I'll beat all three of them next time. Julio's not even in the country, so he ain't going to play, so that's automatic win. And Withy might not be back, so that's a win as well. So yeah, I'll piss it.
I was going to say, I don't even know if you get your games played, are you? You might just win default.
Tuggy, Kurfish, start line at Vraj and Payne in Group B. Don't really know, can't pick a winner out of that one. Probably Stark, I'd imagine.
All right, let's go through. Let's have a look. Premiership in the PS3. Who's going to win that one?
Prem PS3. Yeesh.
Write this shit down, Jizzle.
Oh, you want to go for this one?
Yeah, let's fucking try it. Let's give it a go.
All right.
I won't comment then. I'll only comment on the Xbox.
Okay.
No, fuck that. Don't back out. You've got to pick a winner, mate.
All right. Well, where do I find the groups for that one? Oh, underneath. My bad. Yeah. Okay. I'll just go on the name then.
Okay, all right. No, all right, let me get it. All right, got a pen and paper here. So, all right, Jizzle, Ellis, Bunnard. Okay, lads, now, do you want to put some money on this? We can put a little friendly bet on it.
All right.
Okay.
Million each.
Million each. All right. Million each is fine. All right, so PS3 division.
You better fucking admin, by the way.
Yeah, division 2. All right, let's start with division 2. Div 2, PS3. Who do you want to choose? Do you want to just choose the winner of the cup, or do you want to choose?
Yeah, just the winner. Just whoever's going to win it.
All right. I'll go first then. I think that Division 2. Let's go with. I'm going to go with Hull City. I'm going to go with Hull City. We're going Hull City.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah. Come on in, Barnes. Go on. I'll let you have the next one.
Well, I don't know what team they are, but I'm going to say Fungus King's going to win that.
All right, Fungus.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Scammell. Scammell's going to nick it. I'm going fucking... Yeah, man, I'm going down the bottom. Scammell.
Scammell. Oof, like that one. All right. PS3 Division 1. All right, let's see here. Division 1. Let's go with you first, Ellis. Who do you got?
Let me have a look. I'm going to be controversial again. Dockers. Come on, son. Do me a favor.
Oof. All right, Dockers.
I like a gamble. All
right, Butters, what do you think?
Group A's full of dickheads, isn't it? Now, I'm going to go with Mystical Ace. I mean, this is just guesswork. Do you know what I mean? I don't know any of them in there. So, yeah, Mystical Ace, because he's got a cool name. So, yeah, him.
All right.
Fucking Vermont.
I'm going to go with... I'm gonna go with Ellis gonna hit me. I'm gonna go with Danny boy. I'm gonna go with Danny.
No confidence in yourself.
I mean,
You traitor.
I'm playing the youngsters. I'm just giving. It's all for experience for those guys. All right, so let's go to the prem. Let's go to the prem. Bunners, you wanna go first with this one?
Steve Viper.
Oof. You went on a limb on that one. But this season he's been pretty much...
He's fifth.
Yeah, he's level. Fucking tainted titles, bro.
But from what I can remember, hasn't he always done quite well on the PS3 side?
Yeah, he's won every season.
There you go. This will be the start of his uprising.
Okay, I'll choose now. I'm going to go with... Atletico Madrid. I'm gonna go with Tomo.
You bastard! Fucking bastard!
I'm gonna go with Tomo.
Like I said, I played him a couple of times. He's got Diouf up front now. Diouf and Eduardo, mate. Yeah. End of. Joel. Fuck it. I'm not gonna go with Scott. I'm gonna go with Joel.
All right, Joel. All right, moving over to the Xbox side. Uh-oh. Start with Xbox Division 2. Let's go with Ellis. What do you got on Xbox?
I'm going with Farmer Giles, mate. Yeah. Farmer Giles.
I'm fucked then. Oh, you've cursed me already.
Oh, you fucking speak a good game, mate. Prove it. Let's go.
Yeah. Proof in the pudding was when I played Nutty the other day. I bantered him to the point of no return, and then he scored, and I just went ever so fucking quiet.
So come on in, mate. I'm putting my money where your mouth is, so let's do it.
Well, obviously I'm going to win it, but if I accidentally don't win, I'm going to go with Fertipironi.
Ooh, Fertipironi, okay.
Yeah, cool.
He was a good player against me. Played really well.
All right, I'm going to go with Jakey. I played him a couple of games a couple of days ago, and he's a good player. So, I'm going to go with him. All right, let's go over to Xbox Division 1 West. And Ellis, who do you got?
Yes, Ninja. Fuck it, he's walking this league. I'm having him. Ninja.
Ninja.
He ain't got the minerals.
Try it, yeah. He's fucking walking his league.
He'll melt under the pressure.
All right,
Ninja, fucking shut him up now, mate. You got to do this for me. Shut him up. Come on, Ninja. Yeah.
All right, Bunners, who do you got?
Copy.
Wrong league, innit? We're doing East or West?
It's all mixed.
Yeah, it's all mixed. A, B, C, D.
Oh, no, shit.
Come on, now. Let's keep up, sunshine.
Fuck.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, Xbox East and West are all mixed together. So there's four groups, A, B, and C, D.
Fucking what? No, I'm still going to go with Ninja, mate. Come on.
All right.
Come on, you turtle. Do one for me. I'm calling Ninja turtle.
All right. I'm going to go with... Oh, dear Lord. I'm going to go with Dizzy Donkey. I'm going with Dizzy. All right. let's go to the Prem and finish up this podcast. Xbox Prem. I will go first. I am fucking hell. I'm gonna go with. It's gonna pain me to say this. I'm gonna go with Rising. I'm gonna go with Rising. I'm gonna go with Rising.
Oh dear.
All right.
I just bought his best player off him.
Ellis, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm gonna go with a man at the moment, mate. Come on, Stevie boy. Steve. He might be struggling in the league in a minute, mate, but his cup's a different fucking kettle of fish. Steven 86.
Okay. Yes. All right. Bun, what do you got?
There's only one winner in this, and that's Tiernobly.
Tiernobly.
If he's not in the final, for whatever reason, it'll be Ryzen and Steven in the final if he doesn't get there.
Okay.
So, Zafonic will probably think he's good enough to get there, but he's not. So,
Jamie Redknapp, rear fellow. We've got Jamie Redknapp, haven't we? New Jamie Redknapp.
All right, so let's do the points, okay, guys? So, for each correct answer, we get how many points? 2 points?
I'd say
two.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 points for getting the right winner, 1 point for getting in the final.
Okay. All right, so 2 points for the winner, 1 point for getting that player into the final.
Yeah.
Okay, then we each have a million on this. I don't know if that's even legal or not, but fuck it. We're going to
do it. Just put a bitch up. Just put one of your stags up. Little 63 rated for a million. That'll go down well, won't it?
Yeah. No, just get them to take a million off each of us, and then it's just like a bonus, isn't it? For whoever wins, they just get paid the free back.
We'll see. I'll have to run it by the big man, but we'll see how it goes. All right, so that wraps up this podcast, which turned into a longer podcast.
Oh,
that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. We go with the flow here on FLM podcast here.
You're a bit tired, Lizzo. What is it?
Two o'clock. Yeah, it's just too much Xbox PS3 lately, mate. I've been fucking going back and forth. It's like
you're a fucking traitor.
FLM transsexual or something. For Christ's sake. I can't find my identity. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, this is just a concept of your life, mate. You're either Japanese or American.
No, there's no contest there, mate. I'm a Yank through and through. I'm Yank.
Giving the listeners what they want. They want this, so let's let them have it. Not...
I can have it, mate.
All right, boys.
Bunners, we gonna make a hat trick. Got to make a hat trick of bunners, haven't we?
Sure, possibly. We'll see how annoyed people get with my armadillo voice, and then we'll move on from there.
You've been quite reserved this time, mate, I must admit.
Yeah, well, I listened to the other podcast, and fucking hell, I didn't have to just go on, didn't I? Broke a record, mate. Didn't stop fucking talking. It's like I was on fucking drugs.
Everybody loves it. Everybody gets on and thinks I can save my bit now, and they just ramble. Me and Liz will just sit back and light the fire, mate, and let it burn.
Yeah.
That's it.
We gotta do. All right, boys, I'm gonna wrap us up here. Thanks for listening, guys, and good luck with your cup matches that will start on Monday, and good luck tonight with your Free Agent Friday bidding.
Get your fucking games played, Division 2.
Yeah, get your games played.
Yeah, Division 2.
All right, boys. That's it. Catch you on our next podcast. Take it easy. Bye.
See you later.
Your last dance, beat to your own drummer.